This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Weeby. New Zealand recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday, but were unable to locate two remaining bodies in their search. We get more from VOA's Phil Mercer.
The official number of dead from Monday's disaster stands at 15. Police and Navy divers have failed to find a body that was seen in the sea off New Zealand's White Island the day after the eruption. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says retrieving the bodies of all of the victims is a priority.
We know that reunification won't ease that sense of loss or grief, because I don't think anything can. But we felt an enormous duty of care as New Zealanders to make sure that we brought their family members back.
Police have officially named the first victim of the volcanic eruption. Crystal Eve Browett, a 21-year-old Australian, was on holiday with her family. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs of some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. That's according to the State Council's Customs Tariff Commission on Sunday, after the two countries agreed of a Phase 1 trade deal. And the statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as by state media outlets. China hopes, on the basis of equality and mutual respect, to work with the United States to properly resolve each other's core concerns and promote the stable development of U.S.-China economic and trade relations. That is according to a statement. Find more at voanews.com. This is